I'm Michael.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Emma.
I'm Doremi.
I'm Edward.
I'm Winnie.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Kitty.
I'm Icy.
I'm Pinky.
And this is Unicorn, you bitches.
And this is
Banana.
Live news, live information. This is BNN Newsline.
Good evening. Welcome back to Banana Newsline. I'm Vicky.
And I'm Unicorn. And today, we'll make a tribute to a group of people.
They are mysterious, they are a symbol of justice, and we all know that they are fierce.
They are people of Chaoyang District.
Thanks to them, we know that Huang Haibo is not a decent man like he was on the TV series. And I'm sure he definitely has a horrible taste of choosing someone to sleep with.
Thanks to them, we realize that Huang Zuming and Ke Zhendong not only look dope, but they really feel dope.
They've shattered tons of wet dreams of teenage girls.
And they also taught us not to sell weed on the street.
They can be the best paparazzi on earth, but they did more than this.
CIA, KGB, Mossad, MI6, government intelligence organizations? No, you just missed the most powerful one.
And that's our people of Chaoyang District.
Viva people in Chaoyang District. You are the legend of the city, and you are the warriors who never quit fighting.
And we love you for all the anecdotes you offered us to talk about when we're having dinner with someone we're not interested in, and for all Mom's new platitude of clubbing is harmful.
Well, to wrap this thing up, we want to give you a big thank you and a fuck you representing those celebrities who are caught by you. Sincerely, BNN.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no.
Have you ever heard of celebrities addict themselves to drugs?
Yes, I have.
Can you name some of them, please?
In China, there are Ke Zhentong, Huang Zuming. And in UK or United States, there are like Amy Winehouse died of drug abuse, and Kurt Cobain, and so many people, I think.
What do you think can be the account for such behavior?
It's kind of like human nature. When you get famous or you get rich, you lose control. You think that you're capable of doing anything but not taking responsibility.
Do you think celebrities who are taking drugs can put on some impact on the society?
Yeah, I think so. I think, like, yeah, this is a really serious problem because they got famous in the first place and they got the popularity. They have the influence on so many people, the people who like them. Especially the teenagers, they haven't set up like the right value of how to live, how to keep going their lives. Being a celebrity is being influential in a bad way or a good way, but they got the influence.
What about those who have had drug problems and then they decided to give it up and make a difference? Do you think that they are forgivable or not?
I think that everybody's forgivable. Yeah, everybody has a chance to like get back to your life together once again, to give another chance. I mean, they go to rehab or like pay for the things they have done. Yeah, I think we should give them another chance.
Is there any celebrities that you look up to have drug problems?
Yeah, Amy Winehouse. I always loved Amy Winehouse, and she died. She was only 27.
Do you feel pity about her?
Yes, of course. She got talent. Yeah, it is a pity. not just for her or her family, but for the people who like her.
I noticed a very interesting phenomenon. According to a lot of celebrities themselves and also many writers, they claim that drugs are the resources of their inspiration. What do you think of it?
I think they're just making excuses for themselves. They're just justifying for themselves for doing things like that.
Do you think these celebrities have reasonable account for their behavior, such as taking drugs, because they are under a lot of pressures because of maybe peer pressures or their college pressures, the pressures from their media industry?
Everybody have pressures, and maybe the celebrity got more pressure than us, but using drugs is not account for these pressures. You have other ways, exactly, you have other ways to get inspiration, you have other ways to release your pressure, but drug is not the way you should do so.
Welcome to our special edition of Nana Outside. This is your chairman today, Michael. So today, as a chairman, that means we're going to have a debate competition. So before we come to the debating part, let's welcome the two sides of our debaters. The proposition side, Alicia.
Hello everyone, I'm Alicia, long time no see.
And Lini.
Hi everyone, I'm Lini.
Last but not least, Dormy.
Hello everyone, I'm Dormy.
Okay, let's move to the opposition side. Next up, Unicorn.
Don't mess up with me, you little bitches. I'm serious.
Ooh, scary. And welcome, Icy.
Hello everyone, I'm Icy.
And Dowry. Edward, let's welcome.
This is Edward.
Okay, so these are our six debaters today. And the resolution today is celebrities who take drugs should be treated equally as normal people. Start with the proposition side.
Okay, first, dear chairman, dear audience, dear opposition side, good evening. So, first, I want to ask you a question. If you made a mistake, do you want to be forgiven? I believe the answer must be yes. Because this is human nature, right? If you made a mistake, of course you want to be forgiven. Because you don't want to be blamed all the time. Everyone has the right to be forgiven. If you don't know how to forgive, I think it's what against humanity and which make you a person without kindness and generosity. Maybe you're worrying about that because they are celebrities and what they do has a great influence on social values, but if you act like you will never show any mercy to them, I believe you are the bad example to make the society much more cold-blooded. Now let me give you another example. Have you ever peed in the swimming pool before? Just to feel like you are in a hurry and you can't. You just want to relieve yourself, and which made you do such kind of awkward behavior in such public condition. But I think you could have the second chance. To pee in the swimming pool doesn't mean you are a bad guy, right? And everyone shares the same human rights. Why these celebrities once made a mistake like drug taking or cheating in marriage will become a moral criminal? If a normal person who did the same thing, almost nobody would give a shit about that, right? So, help them, not refuse them or blame them. In this way, could make the society in order and peaceful. We should treat those celebrities as equally as normal people.
Okay, we've heard what you said, so now the opposition side. Do you have any rebuttal?
Yes, I do. Dear chairman, dear audience, dear proposition side. First, I want to say, as a decent gentleman, I have never peed in any swimming pool. I only pee on my own bed at home. Please remember that. Thank you. And true, we believe we all make mistakes, and we should be forgiven. But that does not mean we should be forgiven right away. Before that, we should help them realize that they've made mistakes. And our topic today is not whether celebrities should be forgiven after taking drugs, but should they be treated equally as normal people. So even though they can be forgiven, but before that, we need to treat them strictly and let them see their mistakes. And why should we treat celebrities more strictly? Here I have two statements. Number one, the celebrities, they're public figures, and they have those fans or maybe like mentally ill fans like we talked about last episode. So they have a much, much bigger social influence, and they need to be responsible for the roles they play. And second, their job actually gives them, I think, more easier access to drugs, and they relatively have less to worry about the financial problems, because like you know, you need money to get the powder or anything. So they need to be treated more strictly to help them and warn them to control themselves. And so we strongly believe that celebrities taking drugs should not be treated equally as normal people. Thank you.
Okay, let's hear about the proposition two's opinion on this issue.
Hi, thank you, and dear chairman, dear audience, dear opposition side. As in proposition two, I strongly believe that celebrities who take drugs should be treated equally as normal people. You mentioned that celebrities have public fans and they have more influence. I want to say that when celebrities have more influence in the bad ways, they also have the influence in the good ways. For example, if they stop taking drugs, they can have more good impact on their public fans. And so it's a good way if they stop using drugs.
So my point is that the celebrities do have more influence to the society, but first of all, they are normal citizens and they should take the same responsibility, and at the same time, they should enjoy the same rights as everybody does. The second part is that the problems of the stars should resemble the problems in the society. Because I think people who are under great pressure tend to have more possibility to have tried to escape from the reality. So not only the stars are to blame, not only the celebrities are making mistakes. I think this whole society is making mistakes. And also, can you afford that? We don't have Ke Zhendong anymore. We can't listen to Li Zaimo because of the restriction order. I can't stand this situation.
Since Lily is a big fan of Ke Zhendong, now I see at the opposition side. What's your opinion?
Dear chairman, dear audience, and dear proposition side, I heard Lily said that celebrities, first of all, they are normal citizens, but what we are talking about is not they are normal citizens, but they are shown to us as celebrities. So second, what's most important is what they do can have very strong impact on the citizens, so we should view it differently. I believe in a thing called soul. You know what? People who take drugs, I think they have lost their soul and they're not as handsome as they were. For example, Ke Zhendong, when I know he took drugs, I think he's not handsome anymore because he don't have light in his eyes. I know that you say they look sexier if they take drugs, but you know what? You are the mentally ill fans we are going to talk about. Hey, please, wake up, people! The reason why I think celebrities who take drugs shouldn't be treated equally as normal people is that, what do you mean by equally? Because celebrities, they earn more than us, so I think they have more rights to enjoy their fame, and I think they have more obligation to fulfill. Of course, they should be healthy and not to take drugs. So this is what I think equal is. As a celebrity, they should watch everything they do not to have a bad impact on normal citizens. And I remember a saying that I have tattoos, I talk shit, but I'm still a good girl. And I think what you mean is I take drugs, but I do bad things, but I'm still a good actor. Does it make any sense? I don't think so. Thank you.
So we have heard the opinions on both of the two sides, and now it's free debating part. In this section, every one of you have the right to ask the other side of the debaters a question, but only within 15 seconds. And the people who answer the question should answer the question in 30 seconds. So let's get the party started.
Hello ladies, I got a question for you. For instance, if there's a guy, he has a knife, and he used this knife killed so many bad people, the evil people, and then he used the same knife killed so many good people, I mean innocent ones. So do you think he is guilty, or do you think we should treat him as all the ordinary people equally? So I think, like, for celebrities, their image is their knife. They make their living with these good images they create, and then they take drugs and just they use the images to kill his fans, or his or her fans, or any other people in the society. So do you think we can treat them equally as ordinary people?
I think it can be paralleled like this.
Why?
Since there's no linkage between celebrity taking drugs, it's like him using a knife to kill his fans.
Why not? Like, I got a sister, and one day she fell in love with Rihanna, and the second day she knew that Rihanna took drugs, and then she tried the same thing. She ran out of her money, and she need money to buy more drugs, and then she became a criminal. Don't you think that Rihanna should take the responsibility?
I think our point is that if the celebrities should be treated equally as the normal people when they both take drugs. I admit that normal people and celebrities, when they take drugs, they will have influence to other people, like you said. But I think everyone should have their judgment if I should take drugs like celebrities do. So I think it's a social problem that if you want to take drugs and you blame it on on the stars, on the idols, that's your problem, that's the idols' problem. So I think it's two questions and it's two problems that shouldn't be mixed up. That's my point.
Can you tell me what's the linkage between taking drugs and not becoming a good actor?
Well, of course, because being a good actor does not just mean he can act very well. Like, if a driver, he drives very well, but he fucks everybody's wife in the city, like, every day. Can you say he's a good man?
He's not a good man, but he can be a good driver.
So he should still be punished.
Okay, I have to tell you, it doesn't matter if he's a good driver or good actor or good man or not. But you know what? He did something wrong.
Yeah, he should be punished.
Yes, I got you. That the celebrities should be punished just like the drivers should be punished.
Let's say you're North Korean, and if you're just an ordinary boy at home and you tell your mama, "Oh, I think Kim Jong-un is an asshole," your mama's probably just gonna say, "Oh, you little bad boy," and like, give you a slap on the back or something. But if you are, let's say, a famous host of a really famous talk show, and during the show you say, "Oh, I think Kim Jong-un is an asshole," oh, you're gonna get yourself into big trouble. By saying that example, what I wanna say is that even though we are making the same mistake, but because we play different roles in society, we must pay different responsibilities, and so we probably wouldn't get punished in the same way.
I think our proposition side had already mentioned that they are just like other citizens, and they share the same obligation and share the same rights. You are saying that they are noticed by more people, so they should have the larger responsibility than the normal citizen. As the saying goes, 王子犯法与庶民同罪.
if they are treated not equally, then what's the power of the law?
First of all, you know, like, the legal punishments still have several levels. One of the most important factors is that it depends on the influence, the bad influence your crime or your mistake have to the public, right? So as a celebrity, you have more bad influence than the ordinary people.
Actually, tell me, what are the bad influence? Don't tell me there is some mental ill fan will take drugs like their idols do.
Okay, fine. First of all, if I, an ordinary man, or we can say nobody, I take drugs, I mean, the only people I could influence, maybe my family, because they had to pay for my bill, and myself, because I have to suffer all these physical or psychological changes or disasters, and maybe some the people around me, they may get influenced, and that's all, right? But as a celebrity, first of all, like I said before, I have to say that there's true that there are so many mentally ill fans. They will follow whatever their idol or their icons do. So this is the first part. And the second, the industry. Like if you're in the industry, you take drugs, and then there's some people may copy your behavior because they think it's popular. It could be a trend. In this way, there are far more people than an ordinary man could influence.
Okay, I have to stop here, guys. You have so many questions, and Unicorn, you have so many words. You can share your opinion with us at the conclusion section.
Okay.
So let's come to the last part, and also the third part of this debating competition, the conclusion part. First up, Dormy.
Dear Chairman, dear audience, and dear opposition side, today we strongly propose that celebrities should be treated equally as normal people who did this. First of all, our side raised 4 points that should be given a second chance as normal people did. And secondly, if we help them instead of refuse them, it will be a more effective way to solve the problem. And thirdly, they are the same citizens as the others, thus share the same obligations and rights. Last point is, they are taking drugs, not only because they want to do that, not only because the desire inside of them, but also by the virtue of the society's pressure. The society is actually pushing them. As the opposition mentioned, they did maybe earn more money, but they also burden more pressure. Okay, let's see what the points that the opposition side raised. Firstly, they said that the public figures influence on the people more than normal people, so they should be punished differently. But we regard that the laws empowerment should be imposed equally on every mankind in the same country. And secondly, they argue that it's easier for the celebrity to get the access to drugs, since the money is not a problem, so they should be restricted more strictly to prevent them from taking drugs. But I want to rebuttal that. Isn't that mean that the rich should be also punished differently and should be restricted more strictly than normal people? So what's your definition of normal? The rich is not normal, celebrities are not normal. Maybe the politicians are not normal either. So this point, I think, it doesn't hold water either. And thirdly, they argue that there's more obligation for them to fulfill. And that's the point we rebuttal in our construction. And finally, the point is, they cannot be a good actor by taking drugs. There's no linkage in that at all. So last, I'm very proud to propose that the proposition side win. Oh yeah!
Okay, now let's welcome Unicorn to draw the conclusion of opposition side.
My heart as hell, Chairman. The audience, I don't know, I can't see you put your fucking hands up. And these mentally retarded proposition side. Hello, this is Unicorn, and I'm not a, you know, debating man, I'm just a bitch always standing with the truth. So, bang bang. Today we're talking about whether we should treat these celebrities equally as the ordinary people when they taking drugs. And from my perspective, I think it's hell to the no. Oh, sorry, it's hell no. Hell to the yes. Because first of all, celebrity, they are popular figure and they can influence so many people. What's more, they use their image to make money, and as they choose to take drugs to destroy their image, they should pay for their shit seriously. So I think it's not as the ordinary people, or I can say the nobody, because they got fame, they got money, they're obviously not the same as the ordinary or normal people. Secondly, it is true that they have they have more access than the ordinary people to drugs. Not only because they earn more, they got like super rich, but also there's a bad environment in this industry, in the entertainment industry. So that's the reason why we got so many superstars, they took drugs and be caught by the people. And I think that's the reason why we should be more strict with these people, because yes, we know they have much pressure, but that shouldn't be the excuse to to forgive them. Like you said before, you think we should give them a second chance, we should forgive them, but you know what? There should be no tolerance on such an issue. It's kind of like a Russian roulette, do or die. If you take drugs, you know the aftermath, and you did it, fine, you should take the bullet, bang, bang. Also, you said they're also citizens, they have the same obligation, so they should have the same punishment according to the law. But like I've said before, the law is made for all citizens, but as for the punishment, it has several levels for different kind of crime, and especially the influence of the crime would take into consideration when we judge someone. So you can't say just because they're also the citizen, or they're just the human being like all these normal citizens, that means we can treat them equally. Come on. They have millions of followers on Weibo or Twitter, and they can get designer brand clothes free just by making some poses, which is really stupid, and they can earn money so easy, and they have so many fans following them, and even so many people masturbating right before their pictures. How could you say they are normal? How could you say we can treat them as normal people? So, in conclusion, I think they should suck it, bitches. And that's all, thank you.
Okay, we've heard what the two sides have said, and this is really a heated debate competition, and also it is such a hot topic. I said hot topic because I guess the next resolution we're going to talk about is whether it is the obligation of the school to install air conditioners in every room of the campus.
Here, here.
Oh, you should just take that shirt off. Seriously.
Take it off.
Take it off.
Just take it off.
Just take it off.
Since you said something so disrespectful, I would say, the proposition wins.
Oh, hell fuck. I mean, like, Michael, I mean, like, we slept before and I thought we were in a relationship and you just let them win and let me lose. How dare you? You know what? My whip is waiting for you tonight, so get ready and fuck it. You know.
So, as the proposition said, before celebrity is so-called celebrity, he is a normal person first. And we are all human, we are all the same, we shouldn't blame them too hard just because they have some fame.
Michael, you know what? I'm really pissed off. And
we
gotta try doggy style tonight.
So this is probably the last episode with Michael appearing. Please say bye-bye to him, because we're probably not going to see him after his night with Unicorn tonight.
Come to our door, Michael.
Okay, suck it. Go back home. And that's all for today's banana hot talk. And see you next time. Bye.
That should be my job.
Bye.
Hello, this is Banana calling. May I help you?
Hello everyone, I'm Alicia. Welcome to today's Banana Call-In. And after we listen to the violent debate in Banana Hot Talk, and in today's Banana Call-In, do you want to know what the other people's opinions towards this topic? Luckily, today we got a call from a girl who is in school debate team, and she will share her opinions with us. Now, let's bring her in.
Hello. Hi, I'm Amethyst. I'm so happy to be here.
Hi, Amethyst. I'm very happy to have you here. And do you want to share some of your opinions with us today?
Uh-huh.
Okay. First, what do you think of the condition that nowadays many celebrities take drugs?
The entertainment circus is a place for insecurity and excess. Insecurity and excess always lead to drug abuse, and from the debate, we all know the reasons why stars and drug abuse go hand in hand. But the reasons, or let's say motivations, are not equal to the qualifications, right? So we can understand the difficulties that the stars are confronted with, but we can't turn the blind eye to their illegal actions.
Well, according to what you said, do you think it's necessary to carry out some policy like Feng Shaolin to stop this bad social condition?
No. I'm totally against the Feng Shaolin or any other restriction order. At the legal level, everyone is born equal, regardless of his fame or professional success. So the State Administration of Radio, Film and Television, which means Guangdian Zhongzhi, or any other ministry, has no rights of legislation of imposing extra punishment on the stars who take drugs. The public, including the stars, should realize that the most serious punishment is the drug itself, the act of taking drugs itself. The registration order, the loss of box office after the scandal, no big thing. Take Elvis Presley as an example. The drug put an end to his career by destroying his health.
Well, the Feng Shaolin is more than a punishment for the stars, but a signal released telling the public that healthy matters and the drug sucks. Do you think that's right?
But we all know that taking drugs is illegal. That's a common sense. And just let's think about it. How many of us don't know taking drugs is illegal? And for those who take drugs, how many of them turn to drugs simply because of the impulse of imitating their idols? The Feng Shaolin does draw attention of drug abuse, but the boring repetition of preaching actually makes no difference.
And more reasons?
Besides, when it comes to an official policy, we need to take the efficiency into account. How to make a distinction of stars and those with less acknowledged our career? Who on earth is applied to Feng Shaolin? And what's the proper time span for this Feng Shaolin according to the DOS, frequency of drug taking, or both? The judge will assume enormous administration efficiency, and it's totally not worthwhile doing it.
Well, so what's your conclusion?
In conclusion, for one thing, we should understand those with strong sense of justice saying no to the works of stars with drug abuse. For another, we can't blame those with great appreciation for the beauty of art still crowding into the cinema, enjoying their films.
Well, that's very reasonable, and thank you for sharing your opinions with us today.
Bye.
Bye.
Next up is City Temple. See you on Friday night.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。